Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depot Provera claimant on the line, Ms. Montoya Minnis. Can you assist her?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Minnis, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great rest of your day and a happy holiday season.
Thank you. Same to you.
Hello, Montoya?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And you did not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
Yes.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2012.
In 2012?
Yes.
Okay. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was the brain, ma'am.
Wow. Brain. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
3/15/81.
And do you know of anyone else who is also injured after taking Depo?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then as far as your usage, were you consuming the name brand injectable?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Were you using the name brand injectable?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so was it the Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
It was Depo Provera.
Okay, and did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes. Used it for 7 years.
7 years. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, I started on April 2005 to 2012.
April 2005. Okay. And you said you stopped in 2012?
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And I have your first name as Montoya.
Yes.
Last name, Minnis?
Yes.
And what is your email address?
ToyaCharms@gmail.com, and that's ToyaCharms@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your main cell phone number?
470-894-9244.
And your current home address?
547 Fondulac Drive, and that's F-O-N-D space D-U space L-A-C Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30088.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your social?
591-12-6736.
And was the depo administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
It was from a nurse.
And do you have an estimate of how many times you were injected with the product?
Yes, 28 times over the years. I had 28 shots in 7 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then do you remember the name of that nurse who was administering the depo?
Yes, her name is Allison English.
Allison English. Okay, and then what was the name of the facility where the depo was being administered?
Yeah, it was William C. McGarity Medical Center. And I have the clinic address as well.
You do have the address?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the address?
5243 Snapfinger Woods Drive, Suite 103, Decatur, Georgia, 30035.
Was it 5243 Snapfinger?
Yes. 5243 Snapfinger Woods. And that's two words. Drive. S-N-A-P-F-I-N-G-E-R. Then Woods Drive. Suite 103.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Yes, I had a MRI scan and biopsy and
neurological exam. Okay. And then what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Stephen Ray. Dr. Stephen Ray, and that's S-T-E-V-E-N. W-R-A-Y.
Stephen Ray. And was that at the same facility?
No.
Okay. And what facility was he at?
He was at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital.
That's the one on 1968 Peachtree Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Did you receive any treatment for your meningioma?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
What type of treatment?
It was the, I underwent through craniotomy surgery. And I had to remove the tumor, and it was followed up by the radiation therapy.
Okay, craniotomy and then radiation.
Yeah.
And was Dr. Stephen Ray your treating doctor, or did you have a different one?
He was my treating doctor.
Okay. And then who was your prescribing doctor?
Dr. Charles Woods was my radiation oncology.
And he was at a different facility?
He was at the same, yes.
Okay. And did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
No.
Were you going to any pharmacy?
Yes. They provided most of the medication there.
Oh, it was from the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, for almost a week.
For a week. Do you remember the dates?
The date of my surgery was August the 24th, 2012. I'm sorry, the date of my diagnosis was August 22nd, 2012. And the date of my surgery was August 24th of 2012.
Okay. So 22nd was your diagnosis. And then you said 24th was when you were...
Went under surgery, yes.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
Okay, so would you be able to provide those electronically or through the mail or both?
Both.
And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes.
Okay, and does this person live with you?
It's my mom, no.
Okay. And what is her phone number?
770-256-4859.
59. And her first and last name?
Gloria Brown.
That's Gloria.
Uh-huh. Last name Brown. That's the color.
Okay. Do you know her email address?
Her email address, I think it's starrr.brown@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over the documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text and an email link, so whichever one is easier for you to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm doing that, what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Okay.
active now.
Okay, I just sent it through.
Okay.
And then while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line just so you have my number.
Uh-huh. How you pronounce your name?
Maysoon.
That's it.
Okay, I just received that. And then did you get my text?
Let's see.
It should be a 949 area code.
I have all parties have completed FO for their download document. No, I just got the document.
Okay, let me send it again. Okay. Did that one go through?
No. 470-894-9244.
9244. Yeah. Okay, then let me try. I'll just send it to your email. So I'm going to send you my number as well as the attorney's. So they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay. Also, yeah, with my medication, it was at CVS.
It was.
Just thought about it. It was at CVS.
Okay. Do you know the address to that CVS or what street it could have been on?
It was off, I think, Atlanta Road at the time.
Atlanta Road, the 2994 Atlanta Road?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then I will go ahead and update that. And did you get my email with my number?
Let's see. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, so that's the attorney's number. So if you missed their call, you can give them a call back at that number or if you had any questions. But mine is the 949.
949-258-9854.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then that's all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am. That will be it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, if you think of anything, you have my number.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my soul.
Of course. So thank you for your time.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yes.
My son, I'm sorry. With the pharmacy, I found my document, but it was the CVS. It was 235 Peachtree Street, Northeast.
235 Peachtree?
Street, yes.
Okay.
And okay. It's Suite 24, Atlanta, Georgia. It's
30303. 24. Okay, perfect. Then I'll go ahead and update that.
Okay.
All right. Well, then thank you so much.
Thank you for your patience.
Of course. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.